Yep. So let's talk about the universe, shall we? The universe, as we know it, was created by what is known as the Big Bang, or so we believe. The Big Bang is the belief that the universe essentially came from nothing. And that's hard to understand, because how could something so enormous and, you know, significant and just magical come from nothing?
It's funny how she words this. She says, you know, I just don't understand how, you know, this world could come from nothing. That's because it's not understandable, because it's not true. Truth is things that we can understand. Truth is what we can demonstrate, what the facts are. And so, you know, I love it when YouTubers put out videos like this, because it really demonstrates how, and even atheists that put out videos like this, it really demonstrates how what they believe is flawed as far as the scientific method goes. So, you know, just to debunk this using scientific fact, the first law of thermodynamics states that matter cannot be created nor destroyed. It's known as the conservation of matter and energy. And so if at one point there was no time, space, or matter, time, space, and matter cannot magically create itself. There has to be an external force. And so I always like to ask atheists, do you believe that an external force created time, space, and matter, something outside of the laws of physics, or do you believe that time, space, and matter popped into existence naturalistically and magically? Because if it was a naturalistic creation, it would have been a magic act. So, you know, you have to ask the question, what is magical? Somebody creating the universe, or matter and energy creating itself from nothing? And so, you know, this YouTuber here, she seems like she might be moldable. She seems like she might be honest, and she seems to be fairly sincere. And so, hopefully she'll, Anna, if you're watching this video, you know, I just encourage you to watch this whole episode from start to finish, because we want to share what the facts are with you here today.
However, we do know that there was a moment of creation, of course. And as I said, it was once believed that our entire universe, not just Earth, not just our solar system, not just our galaxy, everything, our entire universe was once this big.
And that is what scientists say. And that's what a lot of people will say about the Big Bang Theory, is that everything was condensed down to an infinitesimal amount of space smaller than a single proton. And then in a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, it went from the size of that tiny point to something billions of miles across. And so, you know, water, for example, can only be compressed down to a certain point. It can hardly be compressed at all. And so there are 326 million trillion gallons of water here on Earth alone. And so, you know, is it really rational? Is it really logical? Is it really scientific to say that 326 million trillion gallons of water was condensed down to a space this small? I would definitely venture to say that, you know, if you truly believe this, if you believe what you're saying, that all the matter was condensed down to an infinitesimal amount of space that we observe here in the universe, all of this matter, I would really encourage you to re-examine your position on that. So we'll go ahead and continue here.
You know, the chances of just a mega bang or explosion creating, you know, what's essential for life, you know, living creatures, is just slim to none for me. It seems unbelievable if that.
It definitely is unbelievable, because there's no truth to it. See, if there was any truth to it, it would be believable. Like I said earlier, the truth is what we can show to be true. Truth is that which corresponds to reality. And so, you know, if the Big Bang was based on fact, then you wouldn't say, oh, this is so unbelievable. But since it's based in a fantasy, you will say, it is unbelievable that this could be the case. You'll claim that it's unbelievable because you yourself are aware that this is something that's that was created as a fantasy, just as Charles Darwin said that he was afraid he was living in a fantasy. The Big Bang itself is obviously a fantasy made up by people who were very superstitious and didn't understand how the world works, or what the universe is all about, or what the scientific method is about. And so we'll go ahead and continue on here.
It is proven that the universe was much smaller. It is theorized that it was actually the size of a grain of sand at one point. A grain of sand. But that small grain of sand that was once our universe had to have enough energy to set off that moment of creation.
So, obviously, you say that nothing, that this little grain of sand, which was next to nothing at that point, would have had to have energy to be able to explode. Well, the conservation of matter and energy says that matter cannot be created or destroyed, and that goes with energy as well. Energy can only be converted. And so what you're saying is that magically, energy created itself, or energy came into being from nothing, which we know cannot happen scientifically. It is scientifically impossible to go from nothing to something. So only the lawgiver of the first law of thermodynamics could operate outside of the laws of thermodynamics to bring matter and energy into existence. That is scientific, that is logical, and that is rational.
Yeah, you know, when you put it this way, I really hope if there's anyone watching that is an evolutionist, I hope you listen to what Matt's saying. I know he says it really kind of uses big words and he says it all fancy, but what he's saying, if you break it down, I mean, it makes complete sense. And it doesn't make sense to believe that everything came from nothing, just like Dr. Kelvin said. How could all that water, like you were pointing out, come from a single proton? It just, come on. It just sounds so stupid when you put it, Matt.
It's like Hitler said. He said, make the lie big, make it simple, keep on saying it, and eventually they will believe it. So it's a big lie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge lie, and people do believe it.
As I'm growing older, and even when I was a kid, I was questioning it. It's just hard for me to believe that there's a man in the sky, you know? He's God. It just didn't make much sense to me.
That doesn't make any sense, because that's not actually what Christianity teaches. That's not what the Bible teaches at all. It doesn't teach that there's a man in the sky. The Bible actually says that God is invisible. It says that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. So God is not the man in the sky. He is invisible. And, you know, he's not confined by time, space, and matter. You know, the law of cause and effects, the law of cause and effect states that for everything that comes into existence, there is a cause. Well, we know that the universe came into existence billions of years ago, according to an evolutionist. Now, let's just pretend that that's true. Even if that were the case, the cause of the universe, if it created time, it must be outside of time. If it created matter, it must be outside of matter. If it created space, it must be able to operate outside of space. Those three attributes are the attributes that we attribute to God. And so this is logic 101. This is science 101. And, you know, I hope that you can now clearly see some of the flaws in the Big Bang Theory, as well as in what certain scientists will claim out there that violate the law of cause and effect. To, you know, to ask the question, because a lot of these people will say, well, who created God? That's such a silly question, because we just established that, and it's not a logical question, because we just established that whatever created time operates outside of time and therefore cannot be created. So to ask the question, who created God, is like asking who created the thing that created everything and that by definition cannot be created. It doesn't make any sense. And so moving on.
Everybody has a right to believe in whatever you want to believe in, and I don't think anybody is right or wrong. Let me just say that. I don't think anybody is right or wrong.
Are you right about that? Are you? It's pretty easy for anybody to kind of catch on to that, but I'll just state it. So, you know, are you right about that? You say nobody is right or wrong. Well, if you're right, how could you be right if nobody is right? How could you be wrong if nobody is wrong? It doesn't make any sense. And so what that is, that's known as a self-defeating statement. When you say, well, nobody's right or wrong, you're saying that your position is right, that nobody is right or wrong, which defeats your own argument.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you talked to her, she would say you're wrong, Matt.
Right. So when she says there's no right, but I'm right, and that there's no wrong, but Matt, you'd be wrong.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And so, Anna, you know, Lord bless you. I hope that this I hope that this video finds you, and I hope that you see it and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You're not like a typical atheist that I typically deal with, and so I want to just let you know that, you know, Paul and I here on the show today, we wish the very best for you.
Yeah, and hopefully she'll come on our side. And you know, some people are just, that's all they know. They're just misguided. They're raised believing that way. And so they just need sometimes someone to say the right thing to them. And then they'll snap out of this this sleep that they're in, you know?
The fantasy.
Yeah, the fantasy. Yeah, exactly.
Amen. I guess we'll move on to the next atheist.
Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
Ernie?
Did you notice? I'm going to play this clip one more time, and I want you to notice how the atheist hesitates. If somebody asked me, Matt, what do you believe on this? If I hesitated on stating my beliefs or stating what the facts are, what we can observe to be true, then that would mean that I know that there's something absurd behind what I'm saying.